This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome to the Heart Start to Your Week call on this Monday, June 23rd, 2008. Lifting the Veils. I have to be honest, I stole that name from a couple of teachers of mine who used to teach a course, which they don't teach anymore, called Lifting the Veils. And I took that course, and it was just an exquisite opportunity to wipe your windshield clear of anything that was getting you down in life, anything that would steal your presence and attention in the present moment, where presents are, where all the gifts lie. And so I welcome newcomers as well as old-timers to this call. We've got people from all across the country here, but a density of interest from Texas this evening. And I really welcome each one of you that's here tonight, and look forward to sharing this call with you on the power of the heart to lift the veils and bring our attention present here and now where can be found. So my name is Sheva Kaur, and I am the CEO of a company called Fiera. Fiera obviously is the name of our company, but it's also a word that we created to indicate a feeling that is both passionate and peaceful at the same time. That feeling is what athletes and performers call the zone, where you're in an optimal performance state, your attention is centered fully in the present moment, and you're available to respond effectively and intelligently to whatever arises. And when you live in that place, you create an upward spiral of health and well-being and benefit to yourself and to others. And ultimately, you become a significant contribution to the world just by who you're being. And that's what our work here at Fiera is about. We teach webinars. We teach workshops. We do private coaching, working with a system of tools that we're licensed to teach by the Institute of Heart Math. HeartMath is a research institute in Northern California that began, interestingly enough, by researching stress physiology. And of course, by looking at stress, which is anti-Fiera, what they uncovered was the physiology of feeling great, or the physiology of Fiera, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, even in terms of your value and contribution to the world. And so, licensed by HeartMath, we teach their tools and their technology to individuals like those of you calling in tonight, also to corporations and hospitals, and even to some governments and non-governmental agencies around the world. So, as you can probably hear in my voice, it is my Fiera, my great joy to have the privilege to do this work. I was just on a call where someone else was teaching, and they said, oh my goodness, you know, the main purpose in life is just to discover what you love and orchestrate and constellate your life so that you get to be in what you love as much as possible. And it left me with a wash of appreciation, because that is definitely what it is for me, to share this wisdom, this science from HeartMath, and the intelligence that is naturally in you, with all of you. So thank you for joining tonight. And right before we started, we were just in conversation before we started the recording with Bill from Texas. You still there, Bill?
I'm still here.
So Bill, you've been working with the HeartMath system of tools for 2 years, you said, yes?
Yes.
And you were just mentioning that you're interested in deepening it, taking it further, that you work with, you're a spiritual counselor, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And are you a licensed 101 provider? Do you coach your clients in the HeartMath tools, or what's your background with it? I'm always curious how people came to it and what you're doing with it, because it's you know, we're working in, at this point, more than 100, I believe, countries around the world, and so it's just magnificent to hear how people are integrating this into their lives. Anything you want to share about that?
Yeah, I'll try to real quickly. And actually, I said I'm a spiritual counselor. Actually, what I do, I am a licensed Unity teacher.
Mm.
counsel in that mold. Also, though, I am studying. I went through an organization called New Field to become a life coach. And I have graduated from the initial course, and I'm working for certification in that direction. And I, with my work with HeartMath, I just have a strong feeling. Actually, also, I'd like to add that my end game or goal is to be an ontological life coach.
Tell me what that is.
That means coaching a person to the being that we are. We want to treat a person integrally, and so we're not looking only at the thoughts and the language, but also at the body and the emotions, and bringing that all into play. We determine a way to move forward in whatever the person wants to be coached in.
Well, I love it that you're bringing in this direct experience of being a whole person. It's one of the things, and I just want to check in. Some people may have joined on who are on a cell phone. You will want to press *6 to mute your line, because cell phones will cause feedback on the line for everyone else. So, yeah, good. Thanks so much. And by the way, everyone may want to *6 to mute out. And when we open up the lines for further discussion or questions, just press *6 again and we'll be able to hear you. So, Bill, as I was saying, I really appreciate you bringing in the direct experience of wholeness. I think of the heart as the hub around which the many spokes of the wheel of our lives extend. And certainly in the science of the heart that's coming from HeartMath and out of France and some other places, Heart Brain Institute in Cleveland, they're finding that there's a principle called entrainment, which many of our tools are based around, which is that the heart is so powerfully electrically, its influence extends 8 feet beyond the body in just an average person, not even a person who has a trained heart. And so that influence is impacting all the rest of your body's systems, and symptoms, for that matter. You guys will have to forgive me. I had to get up at 3 o'clock this morning to catch a flight. So I'm using my own tools for stamina at the moment. But I may stumble around on some words here. So the heart's influence influences all the rest of the body systems. And when the heart is in an ordered rhythm or harmony, it creates system-wide harmony, because the impact of the heart is touching everything from your eyeballs to your ears to your nose to your toes to your immune system to your nervous system, your hormones, the way that you think, because it affects your brain, the way that you feel, your emotions, it affects your neurotransmitters, your hormones. And when the heart goes into a chaotic pattern, similarly, then it creates internal chaos in all the body systems, relatively speaking. And that's what stress is. And, of course, the negative effects of stress lead to many different types of disease, which then causes further stress. And it's easy to get in a downward spiral. And so, Bill, I'm just appreciating that you brought in that idea of wholeness, even in religious traditions. For example, in Judaism, in the Kabbalah, the heart is the only center. It's called Teferet in Judaism, that touches all the other centers directly. So it has like a direct access. It's sort of the mothership. It's got the walkie-talkie access to all the orbiting systems. And when the heart, therefore, it becomes very efficient, because when you can bring order to the heart, it's a way of bringing order to the whole. And I know myself in my journey before finding the HeartMath system and heart intelligence, I studied many different healing modalities. I was also a patient of many different healing modalities, different forms of psychology, psychiatry, gastroenterology, gynecology, all of the ologies, right? The specialties, the iatries and the ologies. And it always bewildered me that my gastroenterologist was not talking to my gynecologist, and it seemed to me that all those organs down there were neighbors. And wouldn't it make sense that if, you know, something was going wrong in one house, the neighbors would be affected? And yet they were so, you know, our Western medical model, which I thank goodness for every day because it saved my life on multiple occasions, saved my ability to walk. So I don't mean to undermine or diminish the value that's there, but often it over-focuses on individual parts and forgets the heart. And that's where the heart math system was revolutionary for me, because it took all these things I'd studied and all these things I'd been a patient of and gave those spokes of the wheel of my life a hub to connect to, so that I didn't just feel like random puzzle pieces going in all different directions. Suddenly there was a whole picture and each puzzle piece had its place within it. So I very much appreciate your long-term vision there, Bill. And so tell me more about your background with heart math, if you would, and what you're considering as far as taking it further, because I think it would be valuable for others to hear, because for some, it's all this is so new, they may not even know what's available as far as training and learning and all of that. So if you're open to it, I'd love to hear what you've learned so far, where you got that information, and what you're looking at doing next.
Okay, sure. Well, the first thing, where I got into it, I just happened to pick up a book called Heart Math. And with that, I think that was the name of the initial book anyway, by Doc and the other. And I studied that, and it just drew me in completely. And so I started using it on myself. I happened to also, at the same time, have a Christmas present, something called Go Gratitude, that I started to use. And I really started combining those. But what it has done for me over that period of time, along with, I think, some other work I have done, is I tend, honestly, to carry around with me now basically a feeling of joy. Mm. And what I want to do is to, number one, work when I get out of sorts, to pull myself back in, particularly when I'm working with others. But also, I think there is probably application to where in coaching in other modems, other areas that we can, that particularly in what I'm doing, that I can bring the techniques of heart math into my advantage in working with a client.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the book you're probably referring to is The Heart Math Solution.
That's it. That's it. And by the way, I also got hold of another one that I think is excellent. And that is the one on anxiety. And I'm working on that one because that is the one that really ties in to the mood of anxiety. And when you're working with somebody with anxiety, it looks like it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a whole series, actually, of books, Ending Anxiety, Ending Depression, Ending Anger, or Transforming Anger. That's actually transforming. So Transforming Anxiety, Transforming Anger, Transforming Depression, Transforming Stress. There's one on Transforming Hypertension with the heart math tools. And we're just now putting the finishing touches on Stopping Emotional Eating, Ending Stress Eating and Weight Gain with the heart math system. So, and we'll just keep going and applying these things to different areas of life that will benefit people. So because the heart is the hub of the wheel of so many different spokes of our lives, it has applications that are very broad spectrum, almost like a panacea in different areas that we struggle with. And so it's quite wonderful in that way, because it is holistic or holographic in that you might have anxiety and an eating problem, and yet if you work with heart math, it's going to, I hate using the phrase, kill two birds with one stone. Maybe build a nest for two birds at the same time. Yeah. So the books, obviously, for you to get such a rich experience just from reading a book, it's an indicator that, you know, for whatever that is on Amazon, you can get all those books, I'm sure, on Amazon for $2.50 at this point, right? For very inexpensive anyway. you can have a really life-transforming experience, because the HeartMath system is not about the system. It's about you tapping your inherent intelligence. And so even a book can point that out to you and give you direction. Have you taken, Bill, any of the training programs, or have you just read the books?
Just read the books, and really one of the things I'm honestly looking for is to see if what trainings that I might take that would be a benefit, and, you know, to include expenses, everything. I'm just researching that right now.
Yeah, well, I think it's very fruitful. Why don't we do the research now on the phone, and then your questions may answer someone else's questions.
Sure.
So you mentioned that you are a therapist of sorts, and for counselors,
not a counselor,
we might say, a coach, if you will. For coaches, therapists, doctors, nurses, counselors who work with people already in a one-on-one context, there's a wonderful training program that HeartMath provides called the One-on-One Provider Course. And what that does is it licenses you to offer HeartMath to your clients. And the One-on-One Provider Course, the requirements for that, you do 4 hours, much the way a person becomes a coach or becomes a therapist. They need to go through the process themselves. And so in the One-on-One Provider Course, it begins with 4 private coaching sessions which you do with someone who's already a provider. And anyone listening to the call, you can actually do those 4 coaching sessions with me. I provide that prerequisite training. And then after that usually takes 4 weeks. We recommend that you do those coaching calls 1 week apart. And then you want to do that and complete that a month before your training on site at HeartMath. And they do those trainings every quarter, I think, every few months. And it's a 3.5 to 4 day training in which you go to the Redwoods in Northern California, absolutely exquisitely beautiful, I might add. You get to stay on site at HeartMath, be amidst the community of 40 people that are practicing these tools on a daily basis, eat the food cooked by the chefs who are sending heart into it. It's really just a great retreat experience. And you stay in dorms at the on-site, or you can also stay in a hotel off-site. And then you come and take courses there, and you meet some of the founders and the lead research scientists, and you can ask questions, and you get trained in provide HeartMath to others, because it's one thing to use it for yourself, it's a whole other thing to offer it to others. And what you learn in that 3.5-4 day training course is what we refer to as levels 1 through 6 coherence, the first 6 levels of coherence, the first 6 steps, which are pretty much covered save for the cut-through technique, which you don't learn in your training course, pretty much covered in the HeartMath Solution book that you read, Bill.
Okay.
And that training course is $2,500 at this moment on June 23rd, 2008, seeing as people may listen to this 10 years from now. Who knows what it will be then. And so that training course, that's the training course that doesn't include the private coaching sessions. Each private coach has their own rate, right?
Surely.
And what you learn in that course is how to take people through a workbook called The Manifest, which is the basics of the HeartMath tools. It's the Voyage to Heart Intelligence. And that course can also be accommodate working with an executive. So there's a version of the workbook for business, and there's a version of the workbook for health. So depending upon what your clients are going through, and then there's some modified versions of the workbook for finding your life purpose or for dealing with stress. And that's what you get licensed to do. Now, there's a couple things here. So before I go into other training possibilities, there's one, right, the one-on-one licensing program, which would be of interest for people who want to become a licensed practitioner. Any other questions about that one, Bill?
No, I think you pretty well covered it.
Anybody else on the line, if you want to *6 to unmute, have any questions about that one-on-one provider course? Okay. We usually don't cover these things in the Heart Start call, so I think it's quite beneficial just to have this out there so that people know that, you know what's available. For people who are not interested in becoming coaches of the material, but really just want to learn it for themselves, there are two possible tracks that I recommend. One is either finding a one-on-one provider, and as I mentioned, I am that, so you could get coaching from me if you wanted. You can also go to the HeartMath website and look under alliances and look up one-on-one providers, and there's a listing of one-on-one providers all over the world. And so what you could do is a search on your particular area if you wanted to do work with a one-on-one provider in person. There's also the possibility of doing that work over the phone, which is nice for practitioners. And if you find a practitioner you really like that's not in your city, it makes it very advantageous because you don't need to be in pinching distance, only in heart-sending distance to get the benefits of this training. And so that's an option to go and learn level 1 through 6 coherence with a one-on-one provider. There is also a much more advanced training program, what I call a graduate level heart math program, which is only being taught one place in the world right now, and that's through FIERA. And at FIERA, we cover not only level 1 through 6 coherence, we go up to level 12 coherence, and then we have a graduate series of classes called Heart Blueprints and Living from the Heart. And these are the more esoteric and spiritually oriented tools, the more advanced curriculum that gets into how the heart interfaces with the quantum field and physics and how we, you might say, create our own reality through our coherence or incoherence. This advanced curriculum also starts tapping into what we call your heart's blueprint. And your heart's blueprint, you could imagine that every acorn contains within it all the information to become an oak tree. Likewise, your heart is the first organ to form in the fetus. And so within it is all the information encoded for your fulfillment, for you to live your maximum potential and make a contribution to the forest that you're growing in. Most people, like most acorns, most seeds, don't grow to their full potential. Various things get in the way when we address that in our courses. So in the FIERA curriculum, you can take these classes in month-long webinars. You learn level 1 through 4 coherence in the beginner class, level 5 through 8 coherence in the intermediate class, level 9 through 12 in the advanced course, and then we have the graduate level curriculum. And that's where you start learning. So there's a progression to heart math where it begins in that you learn how to transform your own stress. And I made the mistake earlier saying that books were ending anxiety, ending depression. It's really transforming, right? Because we're never going to end our emotion. What we want to do is harness the energy that's in it so that we can do what we want with it, so that we can take the fuel. It's like, you know, everything has value if you know how to work with it. You wouldn't stop at the gas station and start guzzling the fuel out of the tank, right? But when you put it in your car, it's very useful to you. Well, the same is true of all of your so-called negative or stressful emotions. And what the HeartMath system teaches you is to turn negativity and stress into fuel, to transform it into something valuable to you and to others. And so the process of the journey that we provide at FIERA is in the beginner course, level 1 through 4 coherence, we teach you how to transform your own negativity for the benefit of your own health, your own well-being, your own performance, your relationships. Anybody who's on the call who's taken the beginner course, want to comment about your experience of that course? Sharon, Nicole, anybody else who's popped on? Make sure you star 6 to unmute.
This is Sharon, and yes, I have taken the beginner class. It was just what I needed. I was going through a lot of stress in my life, and, you know, by the very first class that I took, I was learning some tools just to help me, which I used, you know, that afternoon. As and I've gone through it, I signed up for the whole year, and it's just been one thing after another that I've learned, one tool after another that I've learned that's really, really helped me a lot. So the beginner, just the first beginner four series session was just, you learn a whole lot.
Well, and the year-long course that Sharon's referring to, which I'll tell you about in a moment, is called the Heart Mastery Program. So I'll give you a sense of the curriculum and how that's laid out and then tell you about Heart Mastery. But we find the beginner course, which lasts 4 weeks, and you learn level 1 through 4 coherence. In the studies that were done, just in that 4-week period, people practicing the HeartMath system were able to reduce their stress hormone levels and raise their anti-aging hormone levels by 100% in 4 weeks without any other intervention. That's extremely profound when you realize that high stress hormone or cortisol levels are present in just about every major heavy-hitting disease in modern times: cancer, diabetes, heart disease, aging, early signs of aging like reduced skin elasticity, osteoporosis, increased fat around the waist and hips, reduced brain function, reduced memory. These are the negative effects of stress long term on our body, wear and tear that's unnecessary and ages us quickly. And so to see that reversal of high levels of stress hormone and an increase in anti-aging hormone is very encouraging, and that's one thing that we also offer a la carte at Sierra. You can take a lab test through us just in your privacy of your own home, where you spit in a tube and pee in a cup and send it back via the post, and we can measure your stress hormone levels, your anti-aging hormone levels. We also measure your neurotransmitters, which many psychiatrists who are treating that with antidepressants don't have a strong measurement for. We look at 9 of your neurotransmitters to see exactly what's off balance that's causing anxiety or depression or fear or anger to be a default mode for you. And we help shift it not only by giving you the HeartMath tools, but also by giving you supplement recommendations, and that can be very valuable as well. So the 4 weeks of the beginner process is really about, and this is mostly what the Voyage to Heart Intelligence is about, what the one-on-one providers teach, is really about, as an individual, learning how to manage and master your own personal stress. Then the 4 weeks following that, the intermediate course, level 5 through 8 coherence, takes learning to get to the heart in reactive stress and pivots that. So now you're taking a step up in your evolution, and instead of just learning to get to the heart and feel better from reactive living, now you learn how to make living from the heart a proactive experience, how to bring heartfelt environments into your home and your workplace, how to start off your day with a daily practice that cut stress off before it comes, so that now you're not just recovering from stress, you're preventing it. And more than preventing stress, you're creating a life based on your own heart. So as you can hear, I'm very passionate about that class. I always encourage, if somebody's going to take the beginner course, they've got to take the intermediate course, because, you know, it's like you don't just want to put out fires. You want to start to build a forest, yes? And that's what begins in the process in the intermediate course. Sharon or Nicole, anything you guys want to share about the intermediate class experience? Again, make sure to unmute your phone if you've muted out.
Well, I would just say, because I did take the intermediate right after I took the beginner, that it was just further for me and tools to use every day. I don't know. It's just changed my life. This whole heart math has just changed me. And yes, what Sheva said is true, because you learn tools not just to correct your stress, but to change yourself and move forward from a more heart-centered space. That's all the difference in the world. And that does start at the intermediate class.
Thank you, Sharon. I really appreciate it. You know, it's nice to hear from someone who's taken it, not just the person who's teaching it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody has a different facet of the diamond of the heart.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm sitting here eating tomatoes, so that's why.
Tomato garden is fruiting.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We've heard in our Heart Mastery program the evolution of the tomato patch. That's wonderful, Sharon. Thank you. Well, so anybody have any questions on the line about the beginner or intermediate course? Bill, since you've encouraged the questioning on in this regard, I think it's so valuable because I've never actually laid out for people what the process is, and I don't want to overwhelm you by giving you too much information, but I think, so let me know if this is useful to hear.
Oh, for my part, hey, I appreciate it very, very much. The two things, let me be sure I'm clear on a couple of things. Number one, I understand that the for the 4-week individual coaching is a prerequisite to the first course. And the other one is, I'm just curious, of the charges on the intermediate.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. So 4-week private coaching is only a prerequisite for if you want to become a teacher of heart math.
Ah.
It's not a prerequisite to take the beginner course from Sierra. Essentially, you would learn the same tool set in the 4-week coaching that you would learn in the beginner course.
And
that's where you're learning the alphabet, right? You're learning your ABCs there.
And I'm assuming that you would need more than the beginner course to achieve certification as a heart math.
Right. For to achieve certification, that's where you have to go to heart math on site and pay the $2,500 to get a license, and you spend 4 days there with the actual heart math team on location.
And that gives the certification.
That's right. That gives the certification. So that's separate from Sierra's webinars. Sierra's webinars, at least the beginner webinar, is really designed for somebody who wants to learn the tools for themselves individually. However, the intermediate course is something that's open even to one-on-one providers. And that's where if a one-on-one provider, once they already have a license to coach other people, wants to take their experience to a deeper level, then we invite them into Sierra's intermediate course. Did that answer that question? So we're speaking to two different needs, right? For one person who wants to become a provider, and for a person who's just studying for themselves, and they'd be two different tracks at the beginning. Does that make sense, Bill?
Not completely, not completely.
Okay, well, you keep bugging me and ask away till you get what you want from me.
Okay. No, say that I would like to, one, you know, become a provider, but also I am definitely interested, and this is the way I am trying to use HeartMath, because I use the cut-through, or as I understand it, on a daily basis as a part of my meditation, both to start and to end my morning meditation.
Well, what a lucky body you're living in that it gets that juice every day.
It is a real booster. It truly is.
Great. So, yes, so you're interested in both becoming a provider as well as deepening in your experience, right?
Yes.
So then the protocol for someone like that, like you, would be to first you would get the four private coaching sessions. Okay?
Okay.
And again, you could do that with me, and you could also look on the website to find other one-on-one providers there. I'll tell you guys the truth. I'm probably the most expensive because I'm also a HeartMath trainer, and I'm one of the most experienced, I think, of the one-on-one providers. I've been doing this for almost 15 years. So if cost is an issue, you probably want to find somebody else on the website, but I'm happy to talk to anybody who's considering it and help you find a provider that's right for you for that first 4 weeks of coaching. And then what you would do is register for the licensing program at HeartMath itself. And then once you have your license, then you'd come back and take the intermediate course from me as a webinar, right?
Okay.
And that's a seminar that's online and on the phone. And those meet weekly for an hour and a half each week. And in those webinars, and this is true for beginner, intermediate, advanced, Heart Blueprints, Living Your Fira, all of them, they are recorded. So if you miss the class, you can stream it. Or if the timing of the class doesn't work, you can watch it online at your leisure, right? Obviously, there's advantages to being live on the class, just like now, because you can ask questions that are relevant for you. But if you miss a class or if you want to take it and the timing doesn't work, that don't let that discourage you. So then once you're licensed, you would then come back to me and either enter the intermediate course or then you could join the Heart Mastery Program, which is the year-long program that we provide. And I can give you more detail about that program in a moment. But does that clarify things?
That does it. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you for your tenacity in getting what you need. It's good for everybody, right? Makes the more clarity we can bring, the better. Anybody else have any questions about either the one-on-one program, the beginner, or the intermediate courses? Okay, so then the next step, once you've been through those two series of classes, is the advanced course. And the advanced course is another turn on the spiral, another pivot. So you've learned how to manage your own stress, then you've learned how to start to live your own life and create your own little local world at home and at work as a more coherent or heart-filled environment. Then the advanced class is where we start going into the advanced tool set. These are the tools that I mentioned earlier that are based on the quantum aspects of the heart, the heart's interfacing, creating our experience. And so in the advanced course, the turn is from me taking care of me to how do I care for myself, for others, and for the world. And I have chills saying that because this is my greatest passion, right? Our global family. How do we care for the world without burning out, without martyring ourselves and creating more stress? How do we create our own lives as joy and fulfillment for us and a benefit to others? And that's the advanced curriculum, which is, it's really like the cherry on top of the sundae. Would you say, Sharon, anything you want to tell us, are you willing to stop eating your tomatoes for a moment to tell us your experience of the advanced course?
Yes, it is. It really is. In the advanced class, you learn some techniques that help you, I would say, take a step further in reaching your goals. We do some hologramming and various things like that, which you just don't find anywhere else. And they've really been good for me. And I recommend it. Actually, you know what? I recommend the Heart Mastery. I just have to say that. It has been a lifesaver for me. I was so stressed out and burned out at my job, and I was just having kind of a hard time, and the fact that I can get online with Sheva, with other folks that I know, and go through these classes. They're hour and a half on some, and ask questions and get clarification and get understanding. And she shows the slides on the screen, right on the internet, so you understand. You can see the pictures, and you hear the comments from the other people. It just takes you there. And when we sit sometimes and we do a heart lock-in or we do some of the other exercises that deepen your coherence, and we usually start out that way for maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes, it's incredible. It's wonderful. And it just sets me for the day. It really helps me a lot. So, Sheva, thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Sharon. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because in the webinars and in the community of the Heart Mastery Program, which is the year-long course, and again, we'll get to that. We're getting there.
Okay.
It's that you have the advantage of a whole group of people who are adding their energy to this vision to live from the heart. And so even, I'll tell you the truth, I mean, I love teaching Heart Mastery because it's a support to me personally when I get challenged by something. This morning I was so grateful to get online and read my own Heart Start invitation because I flew in from my rodeo wedding that some of you from Texas heard about before we started the recording on this call. I flew in to discover that the person who'd been taking care of my cat left early. And I walked in the door after getting up at 3 in the morning to catch a plane and found my cat shaking in a corner with no food and no water, and we've had a heat wave here. And I was just devastated, right? And I got home at about 5 to 9, and I was teaching the Heart Mastery members only call at 9 in the morning. And so I myself was really grateful to have that community there to discipline me in that moment, to remember to come to the heart, to go to neutral, to find forgiveness for this person, to be grateful that my cat is okay. And, you know, it's things like that that, so even for me, when I get challenged, the very program I'm teaching, because of the community support and everyone adding their energy to the intention to find heart, it does. It makes the lock, the, you know, the use of all the tools, I was going to say the heart lock-ins, which is what we start each call with, is so much stronger when you're doing it with like-minded friends and, you know, colleagues supporting you in that. It's really well said. Sharon, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you know, even if you don't do the Heart Mastery for 1 year, if you just take a beginner class or an intermediate or an advanced class, you still have the camaraderie of your group.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen that, huh? That the classes get very tight in such a short period of time because, well, one of the things that each class has is you have what we call a heart buddy. You get hooked up with someone in the class via the phone, and once a week you have a half an hour dialogue where you practice the tools of communication that we give you to practice, which are very non-threatening, very safe, very clear-cut, so it's not like you have to fear somebody's going to start therapizing you or anything. It just really allows you to deepen the communication skills of coherent heart listening, and magic just occurs. And, you know, we've had business partners form out of this, and long-term friendships start to blossom. We haven't done any matchmaking yet, but I wouldn't be surprised. So the community component of it is really wonderful, which is partly why I recommend the webinars before doing private coaching, unless, and just let's be clear, unless you want to become a licensed provider, then you're required to go through private coaching first. But if you're doing this for your own development, then I recommend doing the webinars before doing private coaching with someone like me or another provider, because you're going to learn the same alphabet anyway. You may as well learn the alphabet where you can sing it with other people and have that community support, and it's much more cost-effective. For me personally, for example, I'm $300 an hour for my private coaching, and yet for one webinar you pay $370 for 6 hours of training time, plus you get the 2 hours of buddy talks in that. So for really an 8-hour course, you're paying essentially close to the same price as you would pay for 1 hour of private coaching with me. So it's much more cost effective to do the study that way in the beginning. Then once you have the full alphabet, you can certainly benefit greatly, much more in depth from the private coaching, because it's like learning the alphabet, learning grammar, and then, you know, you can come to me to learn how to write poetry and novels in your life. That's how I look at it. Any questions about the advanced course? Bill, how are we doing here answering your questions? Shall I keep going?
I'm in good shape right now.
Okay, thank you. So shall we talk about the Heart Blueprints class a bit?
Sounds good here.
All right. So from the advanced curriculum, we move into the Heart Blueprints. And again, you know, where the advanced course is the cherry on top, the Heart Blueprints class is really the crowning glory that you're wearing through the process, because as I mentioned earlier, there's the possibility of looking at life in this way, that every heart has what we would call a fulfillment blueprint. And very often I find that our fulfillment looks different than what our personality thought it should want, or the hand-me-down conditioning of what our parents wanted us to be, do, think, feel, or have, or what society and advertising tells us we should be, do, think, feel, and have. And so in order to get on track with your own fulfillment blueprint, the optimal destiny for your contentment and your contribution, it requires breaking free very often from the traps of our conditioning, whether that comes from societal conditioning or from, you know, the things that just hold us back. Really, it's our own insecurities and our own, there's a word I'm looking for. Sharon, we use the word vanities, but we use it differently than it's commonly used. Mm-hmm. Any other ways you could think to describe what the Heart Blueprint breaks down in terms of vanities?
Well, it just shows you where you get stuck all the time, again and again and again. And for me, anyway, the Blueprints class is about that. It just goes deeper in helping you to see where you're stuck in a lot of ways, still using coherence and keeping yourself in the heart all of the time. You know, it just is pointing the way toward where I want to go in the future, helping me. You know, Chev, I want to tell you that all kinds of things are coming up for me, and I haven't told you this before, but all kinds of things are coming up for me that I haven't thought about in years.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. Or the other day, I forget what it was, something came up and I said, you know what, I really want to do that. And that was like a core central value to me, and I had suppressed it, I had lost it, and I told my husband, I said, oh my God, I know it's heart math that's bringing these things out in me, two or three different things, and I was like, oh, this is cool.
I think that's really well said. I think of the Heart Blueprints class, it's like sometimes people have lived so long in service to others or paying their bills or just making it through the day, taking care of the kids or their job, that they've forgotten what was really important to them.
Yeah, things are coming up for me like that.
And, you know, your Heart Blueprint is your fulfillment package. It was just gift wrap just for you when you popped out. And it's not really an archaeological dig to find it. It can just feel that way if you've given and a lot of time and energy to the basics of day-to-day life for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so in addition to getting you on track with your life purpose, the Heart Blueprints course, again, is going to now contextualize that in a bigger global picture. And we introduce a vocabulary in the Heart Blueprints class on dimensionality and the idea that the whole planet is actually going through a dimensional shift and that you are a part of that and a contributor to it. And we define the third, the middle fourth, the lower fourth, the higher fourth, and the fifth dimensions and give that language to contextualize your use of the HeartMath tools. So that pretty much sums up the Heart Blueprints class. Any questions about that? It, like the other classes, it's 4 weeks long, and it's $370. Any other questions about that one? All right. Well, then we have just a couple minutes left to talk about Living Your Sierra and the Heart Mastery Program. Living Your Sierra is an 8-week course, so it's double the length of time of the other classes. And it includes private coaching in it. This is the point at which you begin to take the alphabet you've learned and write poetry and novels with it to be creative in your life. And so this class, while you learn certain new vocabulary to better understand all the tools that you have, this is the class in which you start applying everything you've got to create the life you want, to live from your heart. And there's the possibility of combining all of this curriculum into 1-year-long commitment. It doesn't take a year to go through all the classes. It takes about 6 months. But some people would find that they get greater value from repetition, right, Sharon? You get the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You get the opportunity in the Heart Mastery Program to repeat every class that you take as many times as you want throughout the year. You also get built into the Heart Mastery Program the lab tests that we mentioned earlier and a private coaching call each month with a heart math provider. You get a Heart Buddy for the whole year, and there are members-only calls, as I mentioned earlier, once a week, where the Heart Mastery member community comes together and learns the latest research from HeartMath, the new tools that are being developed. So it's really, if you want to scuba dive in this stuff, this is where you get the flippers and the scuba gear. Anything else you want to say about Heart Mastery? Oh, and the cost of the Heart Mastery Program is essentially the same as taking one webinar each month, but because you're committing to the year, you get all that additional value at no charge. So it's $388 per month, and you also get the M-Wave, the biofeedback technology HeartMath created, to be able to see your heart rhythms in real time. You get that as a gift when you sign up for the Heart Mastery Program. And so it's $388 per month plus a $388 setup fee, which pays for your first lab test. Yeah.
Well, you just get a lot with it. That's what I would say with Heart Mastery. You get more than you can imagine because you can take these classes. And I have every single month I've repeated classes one below where I was. If I'm in advanced, I'm taking intermediate. And if I'm in, say, Heart Blueprints, I'm taking advanced, which is what I'm doing right now. So it's excellent.
Yeah, when I was a ballerina, my ballet mistress used to send us back, even though we were professional dancers, she'd send us back to beginner ballet with the little kids, right? So we feel so awkward because there are these tall adults standing next to 5-year-olds doing little pliés, right? And yet it was so valuable because it's going back to the basics gives you your freedom. That's actually our topic for next week's Heart Start Call, is freedom. And so interesting that this sort of explanation of the journey, right, if we were going to lay a triptych of it, from transforming your own stress to living proactively a life from the heart, to spreading your proactive heart-based living to contribute and care for not only yourself and your family and your own loved ones, but to extend beyond you and have impact in the world, to finding from that your unique life purpose and its contribution to a bigger global picture and vision, and making that a new way of life. That really is the journey of the heart, at least as the Heart Mastery Program offers it. And it's my Sierra and my Heart's Blueprint to have the beautiful opportunity to share this with all of you. I want to open up the lines if anyone has any questions. And that, of course, is lifting the veils, that process. It's a step-by-step process and journey. It's predictable and it works. Just like opening the curtain in the morning and then you see what's outside. The HeartMath system and the HeartMath tools and the Heart Mastery program or the individual webinars are just a step-by-step process that helps you open the curtains and get out the Windex and shine your windshield or your window to be able to see clearly out into your world and receive the beauty that's there and bring your beauty to it. So that is lifting the veil. If you're muted and you have a question or would like to share something before we close, just go ahead and press *6 to unmute your line. And while you're doing that, I'll just let everyone know the next beginner course starts on Tuesday, July 1st, so 1 week from tomorrow. You can register for that on the Sierra.com site, or you can also call me personally at 0-428-2714. And then the next intermediate course, for those who are providers and are listening, starts on, I believe, on Thursday, July. So the beginner course is July 1st, and then July 3rd is the intermediate course. And that launches as well the Heart Mastery Program. So if anyone's interested in the year, you would start at the beginning of a new monthly cycle. Bill, did we answer your questions? Are you still with us? We may have lost Bill. Yeah, we went a little over time, so he may have to have gone. Anybody else have any questions or anything they want to share? Sharon, is there anything you'd like to say in closing to people about the program?
Well, if you have stress in your life and if you have anxiety of any kind, I really do recommend getting at least, you know, one session, maybe a beginner, or maybe even go into an intermediate. It can change your life. It can help to hang on to your sanity, and not only that, but just to be happy. HeartMath teaches you how to live in joy, teaches you how to live in compassion. That was an added benefit, actually. That was an added benefit to it, is not only do you learn how to live without stress, you learn how to. It's up to us whether we do it or not, right?
That's right. You can lead a horse to water.
You can
lead a human to their heart.
But it's so much about the heart also, and that's the beautiful thing about HeartMath.
Well, Sharon, thank you for your generosity in sharing your experience tonight, and I'm going to make sure to get the HeartMastery Members Only recording out to you guys because we had a beautiful call this morning that I know you'll enjoy.
Yeah, thank you.
It'll be there in the archives for you. And this call, this Heart Start to Your Week call, will be in the archives as well. You can find other Heart Start calls on a variety of topics at www.sierra.com/heartstart.html. Thank you so much, Sharon, and thank you, Bill, even though you had to leave a little early, and thank you, everybody that's joined us. I wish you a wonderful, heart-filled week, and I look forward to reconnecting next Monday. I have an extra special surprise. I'm going to interview my mother next week.
Oh, you really?
Yep.
Hey, that's awesome.
So be sure to make some time next Tuesday at 5, or next Monday at 5, and I will talk to you all then.
Ready.
Bye-bye. Goodbye,
everyone. Bye, Sarah.